but he still doesn't look quite up to par, you might say.
He's
still
convalescing.
Looks, yeah, and you might say he still looks a bit...
puny.
Okay. What would you call a man who's, say, can lift weights and is very robust and healthy? What would your words use to describe him?
Athlete.
Okay, and referring to his strength, you might say he's very,
very strong.
Right. How could you use strong in another context? Say, or how would you use it? Say, maybe referring to food or a drink?
I could say that's a strong drink.
Okay.
Or that food will give you strength.
Yeah. Okay. What would you, how would you describe somebody who's really easy to get along with, never loses their temper, usually seems pretty
easy going.
Okay.
That was Granddaddy.
Yeah, no kids. Somebody like a, say, a teenager or somebody just hitting that rough period when you're all arms and legs and going through the growing pains and stumbling all over the feet. You might say that that person was very
awkward.
Okay.
I feel like that's what I've been all my life.
Couldn't be so. I didn't think cheerleaders were ever, could ever be classified as awkward. A person that keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you might say that he's a, that man's a plane.
A dumb dummy.
Okay. Would you ever use fool in describing somebody?
Fool?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not supposed to. The Bible tells you not to call anybody a fool.
What would it, would it, what kind of associations though would it have? Like, what kind of definition does it mean?
I've heard a lot of people call other people that, though.
Yeah. Does it seem to generally mean retarded, or does it just mean stupid?
No, it just means stupid in that one respect, maybe. Maybe they've been arguing, and he can't get his, get him to agree to his point of view.
Yeah, okay. A person who has plenty of money but hangs on to it and doesn't spend it could be called a...
stingy.
Okay.
Or a hoarder.
How about somebody who gets money and help from other people and doesn't get doesn't give anything in return, much or anything? Or do you use the same words, hoarder and stingy?
Not exactly. They wouldn't mean exactly the same thing, I don't think. I guess I'd think of them more as a very selfish person and a lazy person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you said, that girl is very common, what would you probably mean by that?
Well, I'd mean that she were not